You're about to experience the Play Myself show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
All right, we live. We live, we live.
All right.
Good evening, Mo says. I'm trying to see, like, why that shit is not up.
We're live?
Yeah, we live.
All right.
We live.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. Bring the front. Put this down there. And then.
Good evening, guys. Good evening. Good evening.
We need to take some initiative.
All right. Whoa.
Welcome to the Play Myself show. I'm Miles.
And I'm Mo.
And we got a good show for y'all today. My mic is, apologize for my mic in the
van. His mic sounds fine.
Sounds fine to Mo. But
yeah, sounds fine.
I'm about to do like a last minute switch type thing. That's what I am, bro. Because that sounds good to me.
Oh my God.
Do it live.
Well, all right. So Miles. Wait, are you switching your mic? Please don't tell me you're switching your mic. You are?
I switched my mic. We're good.
Okay, you switched it. You switch it up?
It's better now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got the same mic. Yeah.
All right. So Miles, how was your week?
My week was pretty cool, man. I got unemployment today.
There you go.
Finished that.
There you go. You got to hit the clapper. Got to hit the clapper.
Got that knocked out. Oh, my plug that for.
Hey,
got that knocked out.
There we go.
Then I met with Drew today. That was pretty interesting. Tom smoked out with Drew, and then we talked about, like, you know, podcasting here, and he had some pretty good news for us. So hopefully, like, you know, working with him is in our future.
Okay. What's the news?
Now I don't know if we can talk about it.
Oh, got you.
You know. But we're not going to do that right now. But, yeah, man, other than that, man, just tried to, like, watch some movies, do, like, you know, just, like, retired motherfucker shit. And it shit was cool. Like, oh, I actually went to a cool birthday party. My boy Maddox, my homegirl Michelle's son. It was cool as hell.
Shout out to Maddox.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
He had a party. And, like, you know, him and Max, like, at first, like, they don't see eye to eye, but then they become the best of friends. It's like some little, mad little kid shit. It's dope, though. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I just want to remind everybody, any questions for the show, just hit us with a Q colon, because then we can filter the questions with the Q colon in the chat. So, we appreciate that. So, before we talk heavy, man, any other house rules that you might want to talk about as far as, like, the show and where it is, where it can go, and
I mean, I don't have any real house rules, but I do have a lot of questions. We have an exciting show. I feel like it's exciting. We have a lot of questions that are really geared towards our listeners. So definitely today is all about you guys. As it always is, but, like, I especially made sure that I wanted to ask questions that were geared towards you guys. But my week.
Yeah, your week.
My week. I'm going to talk about my last couple of weeks. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. So I've recently, myself and Brooke have recently started to take on bowling. Mm. And, like, the first time that I went bowling after, like, it was an idea that me and her just go out bowling for a date night. Mm-hmm. And from there, we both, like, really, really liked it, to the point where I went out and bought my own bowling ball. Brooke Shit. Bought her own bowling ball. We both got shoes.
Oh, it was all in.
Yeah, all in, really. Because once you start getting older, you have to start finding activities to do.
Bowling is your activity.
Yeah, exactly. So
I get it.
So, like, you just get tired of doing the same old, like, dates and going out to restaurants, things like that. So we really got into that, and it's just exciting. It's fun, right. And it's relatively cheap when you have your own stuff too. So
who's the better bowler?
out of me and Brooke?
Yeah.
I would probably say that I'm a better bowler. However, Brooks not that far behind.
So score wise,
Usually I'm averaging right now about like maybe like 130, 140.
That's respectable.
And Brooke might be averaging like 110, 120, because once she starts getting going, especially once she gets her bowling ball, I think it's over. I think I'm going to have a run for my money, you know? So
what's your best game though?
My best game was like 187.
That's respectable.
Yeah,
I guess.
So it was like 187.
Right.
And I think Brooke's best game was like 163 or something like that. It was high up there too, you know, cause one game I remember it was, the one game that she like started to shine, like she beat me by like at least, I think I had like 130 and she had like 163 and she just annihilated me that game.
Oh shit. Cause like it's really about like the home stretch, right? Like how you end it more than how you start it.
Yeah. But I mean, you can definitely you can definitely get a head start. You know, if you get a head start when you get a couple of strikes, then it makes the game a little bit easier. But if you start making like these little mistakes during the game, then they can catch up.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right, let's see. I just want to go into the comments real quick before we get into. Yes. So it says, oh, James said that he wants to, big shout out to James. James just got a new, he got a new job. You know, so big shout out to him.
Oh, what's James doing?
I don't know what his position is, but it's still within the same company. Okay. But he got a new job, and big shout out to him because he deserves it, you know.
Yeah.
And so I wish him luck. I know that he's not going to need it. He's a smart guy. So, but let's see. This is Anytime James. Okay, so it looks like they're talking amongst each other.
So, yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to put a Q colon in the chat. Okay. So if there's a question, like, they'll do it.
Oh, so he said he's a QAT analyst.
Oh, whatever that means, James, but I know it's important.
It is important. We need those. They're the testers. They test the systems and everything.
Right,
so.
Right.
So what you got for us, Miles?
So I had a question, right?
Okay.
It was like, all right, can we all agree that there are there is a thing as convenient friends?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, all right, if you're a girl, a female, right, and you like, you don't really a dude likes you, but like, he got a garage and he gives you free oil changes, like. You know you never gonna give him no time of day, but like you also know that he likes you. You see what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, so like, and he kind of knows he's not gonna have the time of day, but he still does things. But it's like more on convenience. So it's like, all right, oh, no charge. You know me, Mary. No charge. No charge. No charge. So I'm like, yo, out of the genders, like, who takes advantage of that shit the most?
I think women do, without question.
Yeah, because I would say that like a dude, he do some shit like he gonna stay on your couch for 6 months. I'm like, damn.
But you know what? I would still say women. Women, they'll take advantage of it more than guys would. Mm. You know, in my opinion, in my experience, and maybe it's just because I'm a guy, but you know. Like, if a guy owns his own garage,
right,
like the example you said, if a guy owns his own garage and he's a mechanic, and she knows this dude likes her, right? Then she's gonna know that at any time of day she could just call him and say, "Oh, there's something wrong with my car." Even if she knows that there's something, she knows what that is. Yeah. She's gonna say, "Oh, well, I don't know what's wrong with it."
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and like, how does it, like, when it plays out, like, is it, like, all right, so when you were thinking your original thought, like, what did you think? Like, did you think about those convenient, like, ways that women just get stuff? And it's like, oh, that's my friend. It's like, nah, he your friend just because he don't got no game. Like, he's trying to, he's trying to work his way in, but he's like bedazzling you with favors. But I know what it is.
He's a specialist. And that's what that's the point that I was going to get to is that things like being an auto mechanic or somebody who owns a moving company, somebody who actually just has a flatbed truck, you know, whatever the case is, they're specialists and they know that that person is going to need them. They may have a tow truck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at that point, they know that that person can call them at the drop of a dime. And especially if she's a good looking girl, he might feel a certain way about her, you know, but she's not gonna, you know, a lot of women, they're not gonna like hook up with these guys or anything like that, but they just know that that's just their friend. And they'll use these friends until something is said. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I wanted to see if I could take you out to dinner, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, I got this going on, so I can't, or I got this going on, I can't.
As soon as you try to bring it to the next level.
Yeah. And they're not with it because they don't see you like that.
Right. But I think that's like a lot of that is most of the guy's fault. Right. It's because like, yo, like you letting it get there. You see what I'm saying? Like you're letting it get like, honestly, like it, the direct approach works the best.
It
even at first, even in the onset, it works the best, right? But I see what you're saying. Like, yo, like if I know how to do something, I'll give anybody like, you know, like a discount or something. But then it's like, there is the time where a dude to just let that progress.
So Brooke said that men and women both take advantage of people who they know want more when they have something the other needs or wants, and it's and then she said it's not the guy's fault if he is being led on. The real question is who does it more?
Yeah, that's the
you know
question.
That's the real
that's
question.
The actual question, yeah.
And the answer is women take advantage of it more.
Yeah,
that's my answer. I think that women take advantage of that more because other than staying on your couch or, oh, this person has a tax return that's coming in, so, you know, I'm going to hang out with them a little bit more.
Right.
What else is there? You know, how can he take advantage?
I think it's just that. Like, as a dude, it's like, yo, just that. Like, yo, I'm going to hang out here longer and shit like that. It could be leading. It could be kind of, like, misleading.
With men, I think it's more financial or something. You know what I mean? It's more a financial thing. Mm. With women, I think it's more of a service. You know, it's more of a, hey, this person can tow my car, this person can do this, this person, you know, this person can work on my car,
just a number in the phone,
right? And but so go ahead,
in instances like a girl will tell you, yo, this, I know this dude likes her, it's not what it thinks, not how it looks, but like, yo, he about to get this car towed,
right? So, right, yeah, no, that's
I
true.
So Miss Mimi asked a question. Miles and Mo, have you noticed any time of being led on by a lady? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in early stages, Miss Mimi, in early stages of it, it's just almost like, yo, like, not knowing how to tell a girl you like it. It's like, it's yo, this is dope. It's like this. How many times where you, I ask you, Mimi, it's like, yo, have a dude built the courage to talk to you, but you know and he knows that y'all always had chemistry, and y'all just fucked that time up because y'all should have been, one of y'all should have been shot the shot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just that. And like sometimes, and that could be like, you know, like that whole love at first sight thing where you think that, okay, he's shooting his shot, is going to come. I don't really like him because you're in denial at first and then he just wipe you off your feet. I guess. You know what I mean? Like it happens like that because it is hard. Like you might meet somebody that you know y'all clicking. They ain't in a relationship. What do? And you, like, you definite in your heart, like, yo, she the one, he the one. What you do, you fall back? Or you just stay in the friend zone until you got an attack?
I mean.
Zen miles.
Yeah, who knows, you know what I mean, so.
Nah, I know.
Okay.
It's just like, okay. Yo, Ant's not here, but I remember, I'll tell you a quick answer, Dirty Mac and shit. So, yeah, I was talking to this girl one time, right? And the aunt was like, yo, she's too pretty not to have a man. So Ann was like, yo, send flowers to the job. I'm going to find out his name. Send it in his name just so you can spark the conversation in the house. Mm-hmm. Then attack. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty brilliant. So I did it almost. I didn't do it like that because I don't know. It was like something that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
What
say you, Mo?
So as far as women leading me on, I think the more that I, because I online dated for a while. Mm-hmm. So the more that I online dated, the easier it became to start to recognize those things. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like when I would go on an online date, like I would pay for dinner and I would, you know, I would do all these things. And it wasn't really me expecting anything, but a lot of times it was like, I would start to notice, like, I would always pick up the check, or
yeah, but that's what I would always do as a man. At first, I think I would
always pick up the check,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of times, like I would be the one that, like, if I had to, like, once we got to know each other, I'd be the one to pick her up. You know what I mean? Which it's fine, but as soon as she had to do something, then it became like a, oh, well, I can't do anything tonight, or I can't do this or that or whatever.
Right. Oh, so like, I'm about to cook you dinner. Oh, it was supposed to be Friday, but this happened. Like, always, yeah, thing.
Always something, you know? And so, at the end of the day, sometimes, like I said, in one of our earlier podcasts, mm-hmm. There are a lot of women that will use men. And this is in my case, a lot of women that would use me, because they didn't want to be alone on a Friday night.
Mm.
You know, they wanted to be able to go out to the fancy dinners and right. do, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. I've noticed it before. All right.
Yeah. You got something, or you want to bring us somewhere else?
Oh, did you want some questions?
Nah, I didn't know real questions. Like, let's just go on with the drink, because like, again, I explained, like, yo, like, we trying to get this to like more like the DSPs, and like YouTube is a bonus. You know what I mean? Like, we got our cult following now, which is cool. But like, to bring it to the world, it's like the DSP's important. That's the most important thing. It's like more of a listen thing than a YouTube thing. The YouTube thing just got me, because like when I met Scott, I was like, yo, I know I could do that. And it was like, you know what I mean? But like, the whole purpose of this is just like a real conversation. And that's what how
it is a real conversation, but sometimes those conversations come with questions.
Right. So if anybody has a question, my fault, they're going to put Q: in the chat.
Right. But I have questions for.
All right. So you can do that. But like, yeah. So how I have the chat set up, it's like, yo, if a question with Q: comes in, right, it automatically comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Mimi was the only person that do like the Q: so far. And that's why I put it up.
Got you. All right, so...
Sorry, boss.
All right. So, why do women... And this is one of the questions that I had. Why is it that women lie about their age?
Honestly, I think... this is Miles, right? I honestly think that is based on insecurity. Just like, you know, why a guy might lie about his weight. You know what I mean? Why a guy might lie about what he does for a living. It's all about, like, it's based on insecurities.
Really?
So...
Just because they're insecure about their age, they, you know, they lie about it because they're going to be more attractive as a younger person. Because you notice they don't lie about their age and say that they're older. They always say that they're younger.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Okay.
So if you're trying to get with a young girl, you might tell her you're 35 and you're 38. It's ridiculous.
But I think that we can both agree that most people will lie about being younger than to lie about being older.
I mean, in our age demographic, yeah, but I mean, when I was younger, I used to lie about being older all the time.
Okay, but in most cases...
In our age demographic, yes, I agree with you. And when it comes to, in as far as like the vast majority, nah, I think that a lot of, it goes both ways. I think it's equal.
I don't think it goes both ways, because I mean... You lied about your age when you were what, like 16, 17 years old?
17, saying I'm 21.
Okay. 18, so 17. At what age did you stop lying about your age?
When my nuts dropped.
Stop.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when
just give me an age.
So when you talk about like, I don't know. So okay. Right. And I know we have a question, Mimi, I see you, but I'll tell you this. as the world start opening up, as far as like what people can do, what people can say, and it was like, it's okay to date an older woman, it's okay to date a younger woman type thing, you become more free. I think that, like, so I use that with, like, government, right? It's like, anything you make illegal, like, they about to make Newports illegal. All you're doing is creating a black market.
Okay.
For it. So, when you it's like, when you start a lie, it's going to have to be fueled by a lie.
So, the way that I look at it is like this, right? I started probably, I was lying about my age when I was, like, I'll even go as far as when I was 14. Right. Mm-hmm. So between 14 and maybe 21, right, I was lying about my age, because once I hit 21, there's no reason to lie about your age. All right.
That's true, too. Yeah.
So
I agree.
So then you have another gap where, you know, let's say between the age of 28 and like in your 50s. People will lie about their age. And that's what I'm saying. More people will lie and say that they're younger than they lie and say that they're older. Because once you hit like 21, 22, I'll even go 23, there's no reason to lie about your age.
I feel like that's dangerous to me. Like, yeah, because like, I look young, people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I couldn't imagine telling like a female I'm 24 or something like that. Like, I feel like that's too misleading. And even like if a girl told me she was 24, I think that's a chop for me, because like, I don't feel like that conversation is like for me over like a 24-year-old woman.
But the fact of the matter is that more people lie about when they're younger than when they're that say that they're older. It's not even.
All right, I think it is, but especially if you don't have the facts to back it up, sir.
So, all right. So
yeah, I mean,
it's just an opinion.
No, when you say it's not even, I'm like, okay.
I feel that it's not even. I feel that it's not. You know, but.
So we have a question from Mimi, right? She goes, why do exes automatically get a bad rap? And that's a dope question, Mimi. And I'll tell you Miles' answer, right? And the answer is pillow talking, right? So like, if you talking to a dude, if you with a dude and y'all break up and he go to the next chick, his only confidence booster for her is to put you in the doghouse, right? If he's a lesser man. But instead of like, when he goes, oh, this is the best lasagna I ever had, and she goes, better than your mama, better than your ex, everything like that sparks a conversation. And I personally feel like females valet information. So like, okay, that same information, okay, can come back around at you, and you give respect. Like, so if you want somebody to like respect your wife, like, so if you a dude that cheat on your girl, right, and you want somebody to respect your woman, don't do that, because you're putting that out there. So, and it's the same thing about an ex. If you, okay, respect your ex and it's like, yo, y'all just broke up because the chemistry wasn't there, yo, leave it like that. But like, I don't gotta put you in the doghouse to have a good fucking next relationship. And I think that's why, me personally, Miles.
So the question was, why do exes get a bad rep? Mm-hmm. I'm going to use your lasagna example. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the people in the comments can take it how they like to take it. So when you are with somebody, mm-hmm, and let's say Melissa makes lasagna for them. Mm-hmm. All right. She makes it like once a week. Now she breaks up with them and somebody else comes in. Mm. Now, if the ex is still kind of in the picture, mm-hmm, he already had the lasagna. He already had it. So that's why they get such a bad rap, is because a lot of times you're not supposed to, like, he already had it. You feel me? Like he already had the lasagna. He's not supposed to be there anymore. You guys broke up. I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. But no, go ahead. I know you have something to say, but I don't necessarily agree with it. But I just think
that, like, why bring a defenseless person up? Like, I just did that to Ant, right? You would say you just did that to Ant. But I just did that to Ant because it's an ongoing joke. Right?
Okay.
And he knows, so he's good with it. I know. But I'm not, your ex could be like, like you couldn't have had a, you it could have been a time where you didn't have like your ex, the cooking could not have been her strong point.
Okay.
And then so as you just you're like, oh, I love you. You like you always cook and wash the dishes. Now you putting in her new girl's head that like, yo, okay, like you're the perfect woman, but it's like nobody's perfect, right? We all have lack. So you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a balance, it's a scale with that.
So all right, so it says, James says no accountability, and that's a red flag. If someone says they made no mistakes and it's all on the other person.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a red flag. But at that time, usually when that happens, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you on red already, like it's like pointing fingers. That's like some kid shit.
Yeah. I mean, I never get like when it comes to exes. I mean, I've said it multiple times. I never get jealous. I can care less. If there's an ex in the picture, you know, as long
in the picture,
as
it depends on how the picture goes.
No, I mean, well, obviously, but what I'm saying is as long as they're, and this was going to my next point, as long as they're being respectful and like, let's say that Brooke had an ex, that they were friends. They became friends afterwards.
Right.
As long as he's respectful.
To Yasha?
To, well, yeah, but to her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As long as he's respectful to her and she's comfortable around that person, I'm never going to ask any questions. I'm never going to really, I'm never going to stop her from hanging out with her friends because that's what that person is a friend. And I think that a lot of times people will see like an ex or just a friend that is the opposite gender and they automatically go towards, oh, that person's going to cheat. And that's not always the case, you know? And when you're in a relationship, you need to have trust for that person. And I always hear, it's not you. It's the other person, you know? And I think that's a cop out. I think that, you know, you don't have to trust the other person. Like I don't have to trust the other person with Brooke. You know, I can always say, hey, I think this guy's a dog, but I respect her enough where if she's comfortable, then I'm like, okay, you know, nothing's going to happen. Now, if he does something to violate that, then now I got to put my hands on him or now I got to, you know what I mean? Or not even put my hands on him. Just like now I have to defend her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like violating is like short as him. As short as him putting his hand, short of him putting his hands on her, like whatever it goes to get to that level, it's like yo, time spent. Like yo, yeah. Every time y'all meet, it should be like to take care of something. But like all of that, yo, we gotta hang out type shit. That's like where you gotta set boundaries. So it's like if you don't have those boundaries in place, why, like you kind of like don't have the right to get mad, like because you like you want me to be a fortune teller.
What do you mean?
So, like, all right, and we kind of talked about it earlier. I was telling you, I was listening to Joe Buttons, and it was like, yo, his, say if you had a girl, y'all had a kid, and you were in her bed, fully clothed, watching a movie with your son, and she took a picture, like, daddy time, you were fully clothed, did she violate you?
Violation.
See, wait. I don't think so.
Violation. Yeah,
I don't think so.
And the reason why I feel like it's a violation is because if a guy took a picture,
right,
and this happens a lot. If she's fully clothed,
right,
but she might have her hair wrapped up or she might have, you know, she might not be in her cute outfit. She's normal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then she might get mad because she wasn't looking cute in that picture and you posted it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you posted a picture, she can get mad. And that's why I'm saying it could be a violation because she never asked him if she could post that picture either.
I feel like I hear you. My shit goes lower. Oh yeah. I hear you, bro. But I don't. Again, I'll just bring it back to this. It's a boundary thing, right? So it's like, yo, if you who is she violating? Who are you violating? Because to me, my center, my focus at center is always like the person I'm in a relationship with now. So you and I have a professional relationship. Like, we do the show together. So like, my goal right now is to like respect you and work good.
Right.
Right. But it's like, yo, if you walked off the show right now, if I walked off the show right now, yo, like, we would, one of us would feel violated. And it's like, yo, bro, like, why didn't, like, I talk about never walking off the show with you? You know what I mean? Like, but, like, if you did it and, like, that was an emotion, I can't charge you the same buckets I charge you for not understanding that, because you didn't know how much that I felt that violated me.
I mean, if it's the first time that it's done and then you talk about it, then that's one thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, going back to, and I'm always referencing old shows, but
yeah.
Going back to when don't tell me not to do something that you've already done to me.
That's a hypocrite. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, right. if you get mad because I posted a picture where you weren't looking cute or whatever, then don't, you know, you can't expect me not to get mad that you took a picture of me normal in bed with my kid without asking.
But it's not like, I just think that like that could be reactionary, right? Like, to me, it's like, okay, if you know, like, you outside and like somebody might see that and whatever, but it's like, yo, bro, like, that's my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, at the end of the day, like, that's what it is. Like, I'm here for my kid. If I take a picture and then my baby mother takes it or whatever, or my kid's mom takes it, like, and it's in her bed, like, I got all my clothes on. Like, why you stalky?
But it could be a violation because you didn't want your picture taken. Point blank, period.
I mean,
point.
Yeah, no, and, no, you're right.
Yeah, you know, taking a picture and posting it is what I'm saying. You can take the picture and not post it, and that's not an issue. I'm just talking social media. Like, some, you know, I'm solely talking about social media.
So what I'm saying is like, yo, so that can't happen by like, so you think that things like that are intentional all the time?
It's never intentional.
Okay.
You know, but in the same sense, it's like, don't do onto others that you don't want to be done to you.
I get that, yeah.
You know, that's my whole point. And that's why I said it could be a violation.
Right.
Depending on the person. Like me, like, I may not get mad about certain things. The only thing that I get mad about when it comes to posting is posting too much. That's my only issue. I don't like to post a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
But, okay, so let's see. Did anyone else say anything about that?
No, I feel that question, though. Go ahead. Next question.
So, all right. So, ladies.
Ladies.
What's the first thing that women notice about a man? And Miles, what do you think the first thing is that women notice about a man?
Confidence? Yeah, I think so. I think women are more in tune.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like, I think a woman knows a man, especially on the onset, most times better than he knows himself.
Okay.
Especially if like it clicked like that. So like, if your woman is not like boosting you or like leveling you up, that's where a man loses interest.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that,
and I have to agree,
a woman notices a dude's confidence and his, the way, like, whenever you talk about like, I think because people in here, like, there's a lot of people in here, like Brooke said, like, smile, things like that. Yeah, like, that could be an attention grabber, but I think that women love a dude's personality, especially when it comes to confidence, and that's the draw.
So is it personality or is it confidence? Or does that work hand in hand?
I think it works hand in hand, and that's why like a dude could you could like literally meet a girl that she goes like, I would never date you, I would never anything to you with you or whatever, and like you could just wear her down based on you just a good dude.
Okay, I mean I agree with everything that you just said. I will point out that I think that women depending on what's going on, I think that the what attracts women to a guy and what they notice about them is how they interact with people. So that goes along with the personality.
Right.
How people react to them, you know, and that goes along with confidence.
Right. Because I think most women are introverted.
Like,
and then when you meet that extroverted dude to, for that balance, it helps.
But in my opinion, I think that the, and this is just my opinion, the sexiest thing to a woman is how a man reacts to or how he feels about his family. You know what I'm saying? Like how he interacts with his family and how he, if he has a creed, you know, that he lives by, if he has something that he like
values.
Exactly. Yeah. Values.
See, I got my values.
Yeah. But those are the things that attract, I think, women to guys too, is how they like, even, like a single father in a, that's at a park and how he reacts to his son or his daughter, you know, why do you think they have those, like those videos of the daddy daughter dance and they're like, oh, that's so cute, because it's for them. It's a beautiful thing, you know? So, but what does everybody else think? I know that there's probably people saying stuff in the comments.
Yeah, they're saying different things. I mean, but they're not, like I said, the chat is in its own world. Like they're doing their whole thing. So, I mean, we could get back to it. If y'all have that Q colon it, shoot us next, man.
All right. So, what is the most important quality that women look for in a man?
Shit. Yeah, I think it's hand in hand. I'm going to say confidence.
Yeah, I think the I'm going to
say
thing, yeah, too.
Confidence, but I could also say like desire. Like, yo, like a man with a dream. It's like, yo, like my man doesn't want to stay here. He has plans. I feel like a lot of people in the world, like they don't have plans. So like, yo, like they work and it's like, yo, like my job is going to end. My life is going to end either driving to or driving from this motherfucker. And it's like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, it's like if somebody told you you could live to 100, you just have to work till you 80.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather live till I'm 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, like, is that the end? And I think that when you get to that, like these interesting ages, it's like, okay, good job. But that's all this motherfucker care about is his job. Do I want that? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and that's why I like, even when you look in the, this is a dangerous thing I'm about to say, but like, even when you look at like, you say like, the wage gaps, right? Between the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, if a woman goes, and this is like, and you could, people could say it's not fair. This is what I think. Like, yo, if you're climbing the corporate ladder and you have a kid and you do like, okay, I want to like stay home with my kid for 3 years, you can't expect to go back to that same position. Is it fair? Because you just bear the child. I don't know. But it's like, yo, if it was my company and not like somebody else's company, I'd probably be like, nah. But you can't. But I'd be like, yo, can we do 6 months? Like, can we just do like what everybody else does? But like, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to take the regular thing, then take some leave, but I'm going to compete for this high level job when I come back in 3 years. Nah, you need some reps. But then when they say, okay, in the corporate ladder, like you're going to have more men here and less women. But it's like, yo, like people taking time off. You never know like what that whole thing is like, especially like as an owner of a company from an empathy standpoint.
Okay.
Ms. Mimi said, I seem very different tonight. Yeah. Hi. I'm like, yeah,
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that the most, we're talking about the important quality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because you went on a.
No, but it's one and the same though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I know what it is. So, yeah, it's one and the same though.
I think that the quality that women see in men is again confidence, personality. It is, and this is probably the first show where we actually are agreeing on more than we're disagreeing on.
Yeah.
But
here's the funny thing people don't get about me, right? I understand how to have a conversation, right? So I'll give you what you want to hear. and I'll turn it around to like what I think. But like, I'm always on my square, I think, right? So everything I say or ever said, it aligns. It's just that in the topic and the way it is, depending on who's asking it, because the argument is different. You see what I'm saying? So like, if it's a debate, it's a little different. So you say, I'm like, all right, Magic was the best Laker. And you say Kobe was the best Laker. Now, if I know I got more fuel than you, it's over for you.
I don't know if it's over.
It's over.
I don't know if it's over.
I'm telling you, big dog.
I'm telling you too.
It's over. But if you ask me a general question, I've knocked them shits out the park all the time because I'm really a good dude. You know what I mean? I'm really a fucking fantastic person, I think.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I mean, no, because Mimi's like,
I'm really a fantastic person.
No, because Mimi's like, she's like, yo, Miles, you seem different today. I'm like, nah. It's like, yo, everybody who knows me, like Mo knows me. So it's like, it's not that I'm different. It's just that, like, he knows, like, the questions that's going to make me, like, and I don't know if he thought that I was going to do that tonight, but if it's so direct, no, I'm the perfect gentleman. Always.
So,
answer that. That's for that.
Let's go on to the next question.
Stolen from all right, Mo. Stolen from Mo.
You didn't steal shit.
No, I'm stalling.
Oh, stalling.
Because you're reading. I'm waiting for you to read the next question.
You're an asshole. All right. So
I'm gonna heat us up.
What do you think?
Oh shit. Go ahead.
What do you think the main difference is between a man and a woman?
Dick and pussy. What say you, Mo? I mean, if you want to say
wow,
the main, the well, shit is not, right there.
I mean,
see what I'm saying,
personality-wise.
You see what I'm saying? I spotted the hole in Mo's question, and I made a joke. I get it.
Wow, that was really funny. I didn't even get to finish my question because you interrupted me.
I didn't get to finish my question.
You just jumped in.
Right.
So
sorry, Mo.
So it's personality wise. What's the difference between men and women?
Communications skills.
Okay.
Come on, I could do this.
Can you elaborate?
So men are not as willing as women to communicate on mutual ground,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's always like, men is like home court advantage. Like, we're going to talk when I'm comfortable, I'm in the house, I might have a little crowd, or it's whatever, it's my gym, my backyard. Women, it's like, yo, we get to do this anytime because I'm up for a 3-hour talk. Dudes is like, God damn, like, let's just shut the fuck up.
Yo, hit the clapper button.
So, yeah. But that's it. And then women's inventory of fuck shit that you did, it's live. It's always live. So it's just like a mental journal. Dudes will forget about some shit. It's like, oh, shit. You cared about that? Why you didn't say nothing then? I was waiting. Fuck that. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So, Brooke said men are more in the here and now, and women tend to be more thinkers and planners, yin and yang. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
It depends on the person when it comes to planning. And, you know, I mean... I guess it could go that way, but it really depends on the person. I would say the difference mentally between men and women is that men are more rational,
mm-hmm.
and women are more emotional.
Hold on, Miss Mimi just said some crazy shit, and see, now Miss Mimi, you're gonna turn me back into the old me. So Miss Mimi says sex and mentality. So we need you to elaborate on that first, Miss Mimi.
She said, "Don't come for me."
Don't come.
Oh God. No, Miss Mimi. Wait, but anyways. Listen. You stop that for that. Stop. Go ahead. So I think that men are more rational and women are more emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it goes back to what you're saying.
Nah, I'm not, Mo, I can't give you that, but you make your point. I just got to remember that.
Okay, so I think that when it comes to, like men are more, they want to fix the problem. You know, whereas a lot of women have the emotions behind the issues. You get what I'm saying?
So you said that men are more men are more rational and women are more emotional?
I think so.
So this is what I always do, like to kind of keep me in my square, right? I always look at like the opposite of a word and then I see if I can associate that to the other side. So when you say like, and this, it kind of works perfect for you in one of these ways, right? So when you say, okay, men are more rational, it's like, yo, you're saying like women are irrational. You see what I'm saying?
No. It's not that they're irrational. Right. It's just that
so
when that, you...
That's the exercise I do with myself. So I'm saying like when you say...
But I never... But no, you're putting words in my mouth. No, I never
I'm
said...
Not saying
I never
you say it. I'm okay. Not saying that you say it. I'm saying like whenever somebody gives me like a question like that. So if you say, all right, men are more rational, I say, okay, what's the opposite of rational? And then the opposite
irrational.
Of rational is irrational. So I say, okay, so if I'm more rational, that means she has to be irrational.
No.
More. Not, she has to be more irrational. Yes.
No, it just means that men are more rational than women are.
Okay, so if I'm more rational.
Okay. Would you say that you're an emotional person?
Very.
Okay.
Very. I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive. Yeah, anybody that knows me, I'm sensitive.
But you never let anything bother you.
I take shit personal. Little shit. Like, yo, for example, like Minority Plus One podcast, right? Yo, I listened to their show and then they was like, yo, you see how, yo, we got the views up, they view counts up crazy, yo, because we was on it. I was like, damn, like, that's some kind of fucked up shit to say, but I get it. But like, I took that shit mad personal at first. I had to put it to people like, yo, damn, so like, I thought we was cool, like, blowing us up like that. But I love the energy. So I like, I turned a negative to a positive, like, in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, what I say, everything that you speak about to when it comes to somebody and you say, I'm more, I like to keep me even. I like to look at the opposite and I say, okay, if it was the other way around, could I use this? It doesn't have to be
the
fact.
But you know what? The thing is that like, okay.
You get what I'm
that's
saying?
Like, no, I get what you're saying, but that's like, who's a better score? Michael Jordan or DeMar DeRozan.
Subjective, bro.
But I mean, when you look at stats, you would more than likely say like,
nah, Jordan shoot more than the cops. But yeah, I would say I don't know.
You would say, okay. So who's a better shooter, Steph Curry or Michael Jordan?
Steph Curry.
All right. So that's like me saying that Steph Curry is a better shooter than Michael Jordan. Doesn't mean that Michael Jordan can't shoot. It just means that he's a better shooter than him.
Right.
So when you say like, when you start to say like, you start to look at rational and irrational, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's not that women aren't rational. It's that when it comes to rationality, I think that men are better rationally than women. They're better rationally than women.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And women are just more emotional.
Okay.
But
so what I'm saying is you're using rational versus emotional and they're not on the same scale. So what I'm saying is as an exercise, what I do is to say, because like your same analogy you use with like, who's a better shooter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, all right, I'm going to count makes and you're going to count misses. Your goal is to get the misses. My goal is to get the makes. We're going to have different answers, of course, because the person that missed, you were clocking him. The person that made, I'm clocking him. So who's a better shooter? It depends. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, it depends on what you're looking at. So for myself, from an empathy standpoint, I'm like, okay, before I can say I'm more than somebody at this, could I use the analogy the opposite way and say, is this that? That's just how I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like you asked me a question and I answered it as honestly as I could, play myself show.
That's fine. Play myself. Don't do that. Play myself. Don't do that.
Play myself.
Don't do that.
Play myself show.
Don't do that.
Play myself
show. So anyways, let's go on to the next question. I guess, let's see. What's something that all women know to be true, but most men don't know to be true?
You ask all right,
so about
you,
men.
Say it again.
What's something that all women know to be true about men, but most men don't know to be true about men? That's a mad hard question because
about men?
Yeah. I was struggling with this question and exactly. I was wondering. Yeah,
like, I feel like to me, I feel like most men have, like, I would say either abandonment issues or like they were super coddled. So I was like, yo, I could call my mother right now and be like, yo, ma, I need an apple pie tomorrow. That thing coming. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, women have patience and they practice it way better than men. So like they seek to understand as more of a natural ability. And as a man, you learn that.
So do you have patience?
Yes. Now I do. Because I seek to understand.
Because I look at the patience and impatience.
Right.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just kidding.
So I feel like women understand how to wait things out better. Right. So in the military, big shout out to Sergeant Major Morris. He would tell me like, yo, sometimes you just gotta wait him out. So we get a leader or whatever. He's like, yo, what are you doing? You about to rush your shit? Cause I'll be ready to go all in. And then he's like, yo, you gotta wait him out sometime. And it's like, yo, he learned that. And then he talk about like, yo, in his marriage, how he learned how to be good. And just to understand that, like, we're here, but like, it doesn't always have to be chaos.
Right.
So it's like, yo, it's mad that you said that. I heard a quote yesterday. It was like, chaos is the order of nature. And order is the order of man. So like, if you have any type of order in your life, or you have order in your life, you're not harping on the chaos. So you're not looking at the fire to go put gasoline or water on. You're just looking at it from a linear standpoint. Like, yo, that needs to be fixed. Let's do it. Instead of, why did you do that? Now I got to do it. And why did I do that? Now you got to do it.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the balance.
I definitely want to see if anybody else had any answers for this.
I think most men don't know that they are really just emotional as we are. I do know that, bro, because I'm very emotional. It's just that we lead with emotions more and... and are more comfortable with our emotions naturally. Yeah, and that's basically what I just said. But I feel like it is something that can be taught. But it's like, as a man, it's like, why do you have to be emotional if it doesn't call for any situation? Because if you look for protection, it's not like, yo, dude with a gun coming, I'm not going to grab his gun and be like, if you want to shoot, shoot. Because I know you lead with love. Even though my girlfriend is scared and she probably peed on herself, if you want to shoot, just shoot.
So the thing stepped
on my joke.
I'm sorry. Who, me? Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was corny.
Sorry. I'm sorry, good brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'll go off of what Brooke said. Mm-hmm. You know, that women lead with emotion, which okay. But let's say that a plane was going down.
It's okay.
All right.
Yes.
And everybody's panicking. Now, Brooke isn't going to be looking at me like she's crying. She's not. If she looks at me and realizes that I'm crying too and I'm emotional too, then we both lost. If the burglar, why do you think when the burglar comes in, the guy gets up? He can't get up scared, crying. I'm not going to send Brooke after them. You know what I mean? And so I think that, in those cases, women will look for answers rather than the emotions. You know what I mean? And I think there's a time to be emotional. And you know what? She might be right. They, men can be emotional, but we can't in a lot of cases, we can't show it. We have to show that strength. We have to show that bravery, that courage.
And sometimes. And I think it's like, a lot of times, it's like you said, like when it comes to like spare the moment, it's about that decision at that time. So like, you can show that you're scared. But it's like, yo, like now I got a plan of action. But y'all both can't be like,
What do you think she's gonna do if she looks at me and she says, "There's somebody in the house, and I done wet my pants"? You think she's gonna have respect for me after that? No. Yeah,
that's why I told last no. last week. I was like, yo, if your man gets jumped and you get a hit and he don't get no hit, and you can't take no pussy after that, son. Like, yo, you gotta go home and do push-ups. You see what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
So. I can see that, but yo, you know, like what you know what like let's say which the example you just gave, you know what tradition sparks off that.
What?
So like, if you sleep in the bed, like the man's supposed to sleep closest to the door,
mm-hmm.
right? Is like that's where that comes from.
Okay.
Because it's like so she can get back. I mean, we probably not as jiggy with that now, but that's where the traditions like that come from. Yeah, we got 2 minutes, guys. I'm trying to get this under an hour because they are.
Yeah,
this is free, but the DSPs. We got 6 hours.
Any last words, Miles?
Any last words, chat? Miles is good, man.
Miles
is good.
She said
we're gonna start doing. I think that. Nah, go ahead. I'm not gonna say what we're gonna start doing. Go ahead though. Who's that?
So it looks like. Brooke and James are going.
Yeah, so, yo, bro, what did I tell you about the chat? So you gotta let the chat.
No, I'm just saying. I wanted to see what was going on.
Next week, I'm gonna make a graphic for the Q colon because that's what it's all about. Like when the Q colon goes up there, like we know when they got a question for us, but like to me, like this is like our community just incubating. Like so, like they know who's gonna be here and they know what's gonna happen, and you know everybody's just. Planning on me to say something crazy or something stupid, but I feel like I had a pretty good show today.
Well, if everybody doesn't have my Facebook, you know, it's Mo Wells. If you guys have any comments about the show, definitely hit me up. It is Mo Wells. It's public, so
the show's always also perfect too. Public too.
Yeah, yeah. The Play Myself show. It's on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter. Do we have a Twitter yet?
We have a Twitter. I just got to talk more heavy on that.
Nah. So definitely hit me up.
Brooke had a last minute comment.
Okay. Okay.
And it's, if your woman does defend you or can fix your car, does it change the way you view her?
That's
my shit. Like, I love that.
If she can, then
yeah,
that's great. She can fix her own car.
Dudes is on some bonus shit. Like anything, like to me, when it comes to relationships, my shit starts at zero for expectations. Everything I live in a bonus. Like I start doing life. Like I'm always expecting the worst. So like I live in a bonus. If she could hook a steak up, she could change oil or whatever. Fine. Thanks. You know what I mean? Like because. I just want to be hugged.
It's a corny ass. All right. Well, thank you guys. You know,
what say you, Mo? That's your question too.
I agree. I mean, I would say, if your woman does defend you and can fix your car or whatever, that's great. That's more up to her, you know what I mean? That's one less thing. I don't want to say that's one less thing that I have to do, but like that's traditionally something like that is something that a man does traditionally.
Yeah.
However, like I don't do things traditionally. I love to cook.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, so with that, like, you know, if that's something that you're good at, I'm going to support it. If it's something that you like, then I'm going to support it. Just like how Brooke supports my cooking, I would support her changing the oil in a car or you know, whatever the case is, whatever her passion is, then I'd support it.
I think as a man, it gets kind of, and I don't know how women feel about this, right? So it's like, if you come home and you're like, God damn, car's not acting, I need an oil change, and you just like throw her the wrench and she catches it. And she has to put her coat on and go outside because, like, you do her the wrench. To me, that's different than her come home like, I'm hungry. the fuck? You made this? Leftovers again?
No, it's not different.
It's the same.
That's just, that's, no.
It's the same.
It's not, I mean, if.
See, she said some men get intimidated. It's like, yeah, but that's the man that's not comfortable.
She said some men get intimidated. Yeah, intimidated by what?
She's right, by a girl that can do manly things. But I'm like, nah, because you got to think about it. We're in a time where, like, more fathers are around. So, like, if you had a dad that was a mechanic, he going to, like, I'm not going to say mechanics aren't smart, but he going to show you what he know.
I mean, you know what? We definitely, I'm definitely going to write this down. Yeah, that because I want to get back into some men get intimidated. I want to talk about that next week.
Right. Next week we could do polls in the show. We do a poll.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I definitely want to talk about that a little bit more. All right. But
to play us out.
All right. So thank you guys. We're on every Wednesday. It's Play Myself Show with my man Miles. And myself, we're glad that you were with us today, and we just hope that you keep watching. Thank you to everybody, and have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye. I'm trying to find the thank you screen. All right, guys, just stay on until I put this on.
Always late.
Well, whatever.
You're putting your emotions.
I'm trying to find this.
You're getting emotional on me.
No, and that's it's so funny. I was gonna do a double screenshot, whatever. But
damn,
I was a bunch of stuff I was about to do, but whatever. I can't find this joint.
All right, guys.
Nah, I gotta put this on no matter what because this is where I get this is where we get our thing. Well, and I'll cut this if I have to. It's just like what I'm gonna do, regardless of what anybody says.
Where's the thank you screen at?
It's coming. Because I erased mad shit. Oh, shit. All right, here it is. Nope. Nope. That can't be it. Nope. No, well, I can't find it. Fuck it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And just hard bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.